listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Welcome back, my loyal listeners. So glad to have you again for another hour of all vinyl musical goodness. If you guys haven't done so already, make sure you go to facebook.com/ontargetpodcast or follow me on Instagram, modmarty one word. I'm going to have an announcement in the next week or so, and it's pretty exciting, especially if you live in the Winnipeg area. So make sure you like the Facebook page because then you get a notification when I post something up on there. And it's also a way to see the records that I play because I put an actual photo of the labels as opposed to the scans I used to do. I used to do like a graphic that had scans of all the labels, but these are actual photos. As I'm recording the show, I take some shots, put them up on Instagram. That gets shared over to Facebook. So you get that. You get to know every time there's a new show up. If you haven't subscribe to the podcast on iTunes already or subscribed on Podomatic. Thank God for the internet. Am I right?
Potato, potato, let's play potato, 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 let's play potato.
Yeah. should be.
Record at the top of the show there is one that you're not likely to find on YouTube or iTunes. You're just not going to find it. It's very rare. I guess you could call it teen pop. I don't know. Definitely a twist record. It's called Potato Twist. It's on the Gaiety label and it's by Diane Edmond. I wasn't able to find out anything about it. In fact, I had to add that record to Discogs that wasn't even on Discogs in any form. And PopSyche has it listed as very rare and hard to find. I followed that up with Shirley and Lee, a track called I Feel Good on Aladdin from Hollywood, California. And finished everything off with Barbara George, a track called You Talk About Love. And that's on the Sue label. But Barbara George is one of those people that I had talked about last week that was a backup singer and a session singer who was part of the AFO or All For One Records group, recorded one album, had one single off of that, and then moved on. Her first single, I Know You Don't Love Me No More, was her quote-unquote hit. So it's been re-released a few times, including on collectibles.
Girl, you better keep your hands on. Tara!
you can, and take her by the hand, and tell her, tell her, tell her, tell her, tell her that you want to be her man. Don't be afraid and shy, don't let your chance go by. Hurry, hurry, hurry to her eyes, feel the thrill of all her charms.
A gorgeous number there from Barbara Lewis. If You Love Her is the name of that track on the Atlantic label. Before that, Sam Cooke, It's Got the Whole World Shaken on RCA Victor. And I started everything off by flipping over that Aretha Franklin record that I played last week with her cover of Hands Off on Columbia, which was originally done by Betty Everett in 1964. It was the B-side to the Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss, which was on VJ, and a decent-sized hit for her. But this Aretha Franklin version is from 2 years later, 1966.
Just a little while you're going to say, what is more beautiful than being groovy? You just wouldn't listen to me. You can't hold out much longer. And just as your head starts spinning, you reach out for someone stronger. And now if you think about it, there's no one you can rely on. And just as your head starts spinning, with nowhere to hide, you turn on. And as the pain is eased, you start to dream.
Girl is all so good. She got a red lips. I got a
Mod Freak Beat and Psych, starting off with The Smoke, track called It Could Be Wonderful on the Island label, and after that The Kinks, the flip side of Days on Pi. The track's called She's Got Everything, one of my favorite Kinks tracks. And I followed that with a band called The Seagulls, who I'd never heard of before. Came across this record at the record show. They are covering Death of a Clown, which is a Kinks song, which Dave Davis released as a solo record, his first solo single, although it's often credited to the Kinks, because the Kinks all played on that record. This copy that I found is the release copy. In other words, it's not a promo. And I can only find white label promos online, which could mean one of two things. Either people that own this record are proud about the fact that they have a promo, or the promo was released, did well enough in the radio stations to have a short run, which probably didn't sell, and then were returned to a warehouse where they sat somewhere or were destroyed, as sometimes happens. Oftentimes there'll be a BB hole through it. And those are the more valuable ones, because usually it's the promo that's the more valuable one, because there's fewer of those pressed, because they're sprinkled out to radio stations to promote the song before they press the records for sale.
Tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Did some flipping over of records there. Started with the Staple Singers, flipped over Power of Love for that great track, Let's Get Together on the Epic label. Followed that with the Isley Brothers, Take Some Time Out for Love on Tamla. And then I flipped over that stunning two-sider from the Blossoms. Last week I played Cry Like a Baby, and that track was called Wonderful. Both on the Columbia label in Canada, and it was on Ode in the United States.
Yeah.
Another track finally crossed off the want list there at the top. Joy Lovejoy, In Orbit on the Checker label. After that, Jay and the Techniques, Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie on the Smash label. A couple of great Northern Soul tracks. Finally flipped over the Contours. Last week I played It's So Hard Being a Loser, and that was the other side. Your Love Grows More Precious Every Day. It's on the Canadian Tamla Motown label. It came out on the Gordy label in the U.S.
You Thank you.
That's probably one of my favorite versions of Oh Susie Q. I'm not sure if it's the original. That's Dale Hawkins on a Checker reissue, and I think it may have been re-recorded. A lot more hand clapping than I remember. But if you listen to that version up against like CCR's version, so much more powerful. And that's the roots of mod right there. It could be classified as rock and roll, as rockabilly, perhaps, but 1957, tinny guitar, hand clapping, I know that that is the roots of mod. Follow that up with the Equals track called Baby Come Back on RCA Victor. That was an anthem at the Mod Club in Victoria and Vancouver. Played it every week, and every week it would get people going crazy. Love that track. And finally, The Who. Yeah, I didn't recognize that voice, did you? That was John Entwistle. Track's called Heaven and Hell, written by John Entwistle. You can hear in the background Pete Townshend's falsetto backup, which almost gives it away, but it's definitely a standalone freak beat psych number on the Decca label.
À chaque instant, girl, sans toi je perds mon temps. Je te prie de me croire, rencontrons-nous ce plus là. Je me sens mieux quand je vois tes yeux. Ça ne va pas quand tu n'es plus là. Je me sens mieux.
Tu as fait un enfer, tu as tout détruit pour toujours. loin de ma vie. Va-t'en, je t'en prie, loin de ma vie. Laisse-moi et oublie-moi. C'est fini, je t'en veux de m'avoir menti. Jamais de ma vie que tu viens de briser. J'ai fait la folie, je le sais, de t'aimer à tout jamais. C'est fini aujourd'hui. Va-t'en, je t'en prie, loin de ma vie. Va-t'en, je t'en prie, loin de ma vie.
I bet you were expecting Fontella Bass when you heard that intro there. That was, in fact, a French cover of Rescue Me. De Ma Vie is the French title, sung by Sylvie Vartan. That is also on RCA Victor. Oh my goodness, we have lots of stuff on RCA Victor today. Right before that, some French garage, fantastic Les Lutins. The track is called Girl. That's on the Carousel label. That's all she wrote for this week. I love doing the show. I've had such a great time. I always do. I'm already looking forward to next week. I hope you are too, and I hope you will tune in or download or listen online or however you get your fix. Just make sure you get your fix. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/ontargetpodcast, or on Instagram, modmarty. I'm going to leave you off by flipping over my last record of the day. Last week I played you Mac Rabinek's The Point on the All For One or AFO label. I'm going to flip that one over. Track called One Naughty Flat. A little play on words there. Musical humor. Enjoy.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.